Good afternoon, and welcome to 3 Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and today I'm inviting you on a journey back to the early days of recorded music, a time when Edison Records helped bring the sounds of grand orchestras and popular singers directly into people's homes. Today is Tuesday, October the 22nd, and you found your way to my digital cottage, a quiet place tucked away in the vast online landscape, where we explore music from over a century ago. Now, picture yourself sitting in a comfortable Victorian armchair, cozy fire nearby, and a wind-up phonograph beside you, its gentle hum preparing to fill the room with sound. This week, we're focusing on a selection of recordings from Edison Records, a label that was pivotal in the introduction and growth of the phonograph in the early 20th century music scene. Our lineup will take us from the sweeping orchestral majesty of Wagner's Die Meistersinger Overture to the sweet romantic strains of Walter Scanlon's Sometime, before returning to finish Wagner's powerful overture. Edison Records, known for its technical innovations, offered a wide range of music, from the grand to the popular, and today's selections represent just that. It's a glimpse into an era when music recording was still an acoustic marvel, and the phonograph had only recently found its way into homes across the country. So, settle in, get comfortable, and let's start our journey. First up, we have Die Meistersinger Overture, Part 1, performed by the American Concert Orchestra. This piece, by the German composer Richard Wagner, is full of energy and celebratory spirit, capturing the heart of Wagner's only comic opera. Let's listen. But before we dive fully into the music selection today, let's take a moment to frame the era in which these recordings were made, and why Edison Records holds this special place that it does. At the turn of the 20th century, the world was undergoing some rapid change. Technology was evolving at a pace that people back then had not seen before. It was transforming daily life. And one of the most remarkable innovations was the ability to record and replay sound. This might seem basic to us today with our digital music and Apple Music and YouTube Music and the list goes on. But back then, hearing music played back from a recording was magical, something almost unbelievable. In the early 1900s, Edison Records, founded of course by Thomas Edison himself, was at the forefront of this revolution. Using his phonograph invention, Edison pioneered the mass production of recorded music, bringing it into the homes of people who otherwise would have had to rely on live performances in concert halls or theaters, or family and friends in the home. Edison Records was unique because it didn't just focus on popular songs or classical music, but it offered a broad catalog that included grand orchestras and operatic arias. It also had some light-hearted vaudeville acts and some popular ballads. They gave listeners access to high culture and everyday entertainment alike, often on the same cylinders and discs. Today, we're going to experience both sides of that spectrum. On one hand, we have Wagner's Die Meistersinger Overture, a work of grand European classical music that was highly respected even in the homes of middle-class Americans, who would have been thrilled to hear an orchestra like the American Concert Orchestra perform. On the other, we have Some Time by Walter Scanlon, a popular tenor whose sentimental, easygoing style brought a different, more personal kind of joy to listeners. So as we explore these recordings today, think about the era they represent. It was a time when people were embracing modern technology, but still had one foot in the past. The music they loved reflected that balance. Grandiose, sometimes serious works of art alongside simpler, more direct songs that spoke to the heart. Edison Records helped make it possible. With that in mind, let's start our journey. First with part one of Die Meistersinger Overture by the American Concert Orchestra. The piece comes from Wagner's opera Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg, a work that premiered in 1868 and remains one of the few comic operas that Wagner ever wrote. The overture is a grand and lively piece, filled with themes that represent the characters and spirit of the opera itself, a celebration of art, tradition, and community. Wagner's music was highly influential in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and by the time Edison Records came along, his works were well known to American audiences. The grandeur of orchestral music like this found a new and welcome home on early recordings, making it accessible to people who would not have the opportunity to hear a full symphony live. Edison's recording technology allowed these complex, rich sounds to fill homes, allowing listeners to experience the power of a full orchestra from their own phonographs. And one of the advantages that the Edison phonographs had was they were, at the time, the pinnacle of technology. Just as VHS and Betamax had their format wars in the 70s, where Betamax was arguably the superior technology, Edison really did have the superior sound of the day. This overture is particularly fitting for this era, as it's full of optimism and celebration, perfect for a time when people were embracing new technologies and new ways of experiencing the world. Today we'll hear the first part of the overture, which introduces many of the key themes that will unfold as we move through the music. Don't worry, we'll get to part two later, but first, let's sit back and enjoy the sweeping orchestral sounds of Die Meistersinger Overture Part 1, as performed by the American Concert Orchestra.
Thank you.
before we move on to our next song, let's take a quick break to talk about something that keeps all of us, or at least certainly keeps me going, and that is coffee. But not just any coffee. This is Skeleton Brew Coffee. If you haven't tried it yet and you're a coffee lover, I implore you to go check it out. You are in for a treat. Skeleton Brew is a small batch roaster that takes freshness seriously. Every single batch of coffee is roasted after you place your order, meaning that when it arrives at your door, it's at peak flavor. Whether you prefer a light roast to start your morning, or something bold and dark for those long afternoons, they've got you covered with six distinct roasts to choose from. And this season, there's something extra special. They have Yule Blends, three limited edition roasts crafted just for the holidays, available now at a special price. It's the perfect way to warm up during the winter months, or to give the gift of coffee to the lover of your life. Best of all, when you purchase from Skeleton Brew, you're supporting not only the great work we do here at Blind Skeleton, but also through the end of the year, you'll be supporting the Internet Archive. For every bag sold, $1 is donated to help preserve our shared digital history, ensuring that future generations can access knowledge freely. So head on over to Skeleton Brew. You can find them at https://skeletonbrew.coffee to place your order, support a great cause, and enjoy the freshest coffee around. Now let's get back to the music. Next up, we're switching gears from the grandiosity of Wagner to something a bit more intimate, a popular tune from the early 1920s. The song is Sometime, sung by the tenor Walter Scanlon, a name that was well known in American homes during the early days of recorded music. Walter Scanlon had a smooth, heartfelt singing style that resonated with audiences, and Sometime is a perfect example of the kind of sentimental ballads that were hugely popular at the time. Released in the early 1920s, the song captures the romantic optimism that was so prevalent in the music of the day. The lyrics speak of longing and hope, themes that fit perfectly into the social mood of the time, as people were coming out of the war years and entering the Roaring Twenties, a period of economic growth and cultural change. Edison Records, always attuned to the tastes of its audience, recorded these sentimental, relatable songs alongside the grand classical works. It's a reflection of how people wanted music to express their personal emotions just as much as they wanted to be swept up by the grandeur of orchestral pieces. This mix of high art and popular sentiment helped define Edison's catalog. So let's take a listen to Sometime, performed by Walter Scanlon, and enjoy a taste of early 20th century popular music.
Thank you. shining in June will smile from his nest above. He'll see a pair wandering there, you and the one you love. Sometime, to every lonely one, sometime someone comes along. Somewhere there is an only one singing love's old song. The gray skies above you will change to fairest blue. Sometime someone will whisper, I love you, love you. Gray skies above you will change to fairest blue. Sometime someone will whisper, I love you, love you too.
Now, before we jump into our final song of the day, let's take a moment to tell you something near and dear to my heart, and that is what Blind Skeleton is all about. Three Tune Tuesday is, of course, hosted by Blind Skeleton. We are one and the same. And if you're into all things vintage, whether it's music or movies or the fascinating history of entertainment, then you'll want to check out what we've got going on over at Blind Skeleton. We specialize in vintage entertainment reviews, diving into everything from old record labels like Edison today and Paramount, to classic films from Hollywood's golden age, really the true golden age, before talkies. If you're curious about the roots of the music we listen to today, or the early pioneers of the film industry, Blind Skeleton is your go-to resource. Right now, we're running a blog series called The Evolution of Film Photography, where we explore how film and photography shaped the visual arts through the decades. It's a deep dive into the history of capturing images, from early photographic experiments to the rise of Hollywood glamour shots. It's a fascinating look at how technology and art influenced each other over the years. So if you love learning about vintage culture or just enjoy immersing yourself into it and you want to dig deeper into the world of old-time music, classic films, and the history behind it all, head on over to Blind Skeleton at https://blindskeleton.one and you'll find articles, reviews, and plenty more to keep that curiosity alive. Now let's move on to our final song. Our final song is, of course, part two of Die Meistersinger Overture. In the first part, we were introduced to some of the central themes of the opera, bright, energetic, and full of life. Wagner composed Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg as a celebration of art, craftsmanship, and the joy of artistic creation. The second part of the overture brings those themes to a triumphant conclusion. The music builds to a powerful climax, embodying the communal spirit of the opera's story, one where music and creativity bring people together. For audiences in the early 20th century, hearing an orchestral piece like this in their own homes would have been an extraordinary experience. As Edison Records and others made these kinds of recordings more widely available, it allowed people to engage with high culture in ways they never could before. The second part of this overture showcases the full, rich sound that Edison's acoustic recordings could capture, even with the limitations of early technology. So let's sit back and enjoy the conclusion of Die Meistersinger Overture, performed by the American Concert Orchestra. And now we have reached the end of today's journey and today's 3Tune Tuesday. I hope you enjoyed this journey back in time, exploring the grandeur of Wagner and the sentimental charm of Walter Scanlon, all thanks to the early days of Edison Records. It's remarkable to think how these sounds, recorded over a century ago, still resonate with us today. Thank you for taking the time to join me here in my little digital cottage. It's always a pleasure to share these historical treasures with you, and I hope you're leaving today with a deeper appreciation for the music and culture of the early 20th century. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to check out more content over at Blind Skeleton at blindskeleton.one, where we delve into all things vintage, from music to movies and more. Of course, I look forward to having you back here next week for another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. Until then, stay curious, stay nostalgic, and as always, thanks for listening.